Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. So what's in a name? How do we go about naming plants and animals? Well, the beginning part of this show is a turn to the clock back moment. Yeah, I'm going to get to the science behind it, but oh, I can't stop it. It's turning back, and all of a sudden, I am at Rutgers University, and I am now working at Jolie Nursery, one that sells plants, not kids. See, that's my botany joke, how to throw that one in. See, my life was great because every day I'd either be driving a dump truck or a backhoe, a bucket loader, and working in the greenhouse. And here's one story that I've told a few people about this story, but it's worthwhile, even though it has nothing to do with naming plants and animals. One day I'm in the greenhouse watering just before closing Jolie Nursery, and there was, I used to call it the mother cactus that we would just clip off pieces. It was a rabbit ear cactus, and you'd re-root them. Well, I'm watering in the nursery, bang, 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 and I back up. And I stick onto, my back sticks onto this cactus. And I am now stuck to the cactus and no one is around. And I have all these needles like in my back. And the only way I could get off this cactus was to take my hand and push myself off of it. So now my hand is filled, my back is filled. And I am telling you, for a week, somebody would shake my hand, I'd be going, because there were so many little needles inside of it. And on my back trying to sleep. Don't sleep on your back after you've been stuck to a cactus. But hey, that has nothing at all to do with this show, but just a worthwhile story. And while I was there, I was learning how to master sales techniques. And the one who showed me that, the guy who was running the show, was Lou. And Lou was the boss you always wanted, because he worked hard, but he laughed hard. So every day you knew when you went to work, you're going to work hard, but you're also going to laugh. And he introduces me to Al. Al's an old Italian gentleman, and Al was a brilliant gardener. I learned so many things from him about gardening that I did not learn at Rutgers, and some of the different techniques that he used. Well, he started to show me around the nursery, and basically Louis said, hey, Al will show you everything. Don't worry about it. So this is my first days there. And I'm walking around with Al, just a fine gentleman. Louis said, and I thought this was funny, that Al basically came with the business. Al would show up in the spring on his own terms, say, by the way, Lou, I'm here to work. And he'd start working. And then one day, late summer or fall, whenever Al was done, he'd say, all right, Lou, I'm done. I'll see you next spring. And that's just how life went. Well, he was walking around teaching me the names of flowers and perennials and some of the shrubs as well. So we're walking around, and here I am. And I'm trying to learn, just soak it in, take everything I can. So I'm taking mental notes. And then I go at home, nighttime, and I'm jotting a few written notes down. So one day, customer walks in, asks for a specific plant. Louis was next to me, the owner. And I said to the customer, I said, well, I'm really sorry that we don't carry that plant. And Louis said, well, excuse me, it's right here. And then he points to a plant, and I said, no, that has a different name. He says, oh, no, Al taught you that name, didn't he? He said, yeah. Well, you see, after the customer left, I find out that Al really didn't know the names of all the plants, and any of the plants that he didn't know, he made up his own names. So I started to call them Alanames. So Alanames were plants that Al taught me, but they weren't always the correct name for those plants. Some of them were just plain old false names. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So my quest at the nursery and at Rutgers was to learn the common names, but more importantly, to learn the genus and species name for every plant. And that was a big undertaking. I felt like I lived in a greenhouses at Rutgers. So what's in a name? Let's talk about it. First, there is the genus name. And a genus refers to a large group of different but closely related plants or animals. So we needed to start there with related organisms. Well, think about this. A dog and a wolf, are they related? Yeah. Are they the same? No. Hey, is a chihuahua and a wolf the same organism? Hey, you already know the answer. No, it is. So we need to then say, well, a genus includes more than one type of species there. So now we need to go to the second word, species. Species is a group of individuals that are so alike that they can interbreed with the same type of organism. So when we say that, species is the name given to a specific organism. And the way I'll describe this is, and I'll put them together, genus and species, so that you can understand it. Well, let's go to two similar canines. Let's talk about the gray wolf and the coyote. The gray wolf genus name is Canis. Well, the coyote's genus name is Canis because, hey, they are related, correct? But there could only be one type of gray wolf and only one type of coyote, so the gray wolf is Canis lupus. And when you see a Canis lupus, you are only looking at a gray wolf. If you see a Canis latrans, you are only looking at a coyote. You see, it is important to understand that we can specifically identify an organism, plant or animal on Earth, and say, it is just that. But then you can go backwards and go, oh, but it is related to, and then you go back to the genus, it is related to, and that's where you get it. And when you're writing the names, you're always capitalizing the genus name and then lowercase with the species name. So I had a professor in my grad classes, and Dr. Brummer was absolutely the greatest professor I've ever had. She was also the toughest professor I've ever had. She would push you. And it was a taxonomy and naming of plants class. And we were always out in the wild because, hey, I'm an environmental scientist. Got to be out in the wild. And we'd be out in the wild, and she'd be hiking along in a trail, and she'd be saying, okay, here's the genus and species. And she'd give you an identification. She'd talk a little bit about the fungus. And she just, and this is how she spoke. And you just were writing frantically, but learning immensely. And you had to study so hard. And it was her challenge to push you to learn all this, and I sure did. And Dr. Brummer, thank you so much. Now, in another class, there was a grad assistant leading a field trip. Nothing to do with Dr. Brummer, because she always led her own trips everywhere. And I'm so thankful for that. But this grad assistant, he didn't do his homework, and he was not giving the real genus and species names for specific plants. He was wrong many of the times. So I didn't want to like sort of like embarrass him, but I'd say, excuse me, isn't that the, and he'd go, well, maybe, but I think this is it, and move on. Well, after a while, as the class was going along and hiking behind this gentleman, they began to lag behind, and they were going, okay, Joey, so what is it? What's the real name for this? Because, hey, they were going to be tested on the real names, and, you know, at that juncture, I felt like the king of names. Well, I really wasn't the king of names because I was working so hard myself to learn what I can learn. But so what's in a name? How about everything you need to absolutely know to identify that organism? Until next time, enjoy life's adventure.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeyb.tv. That's joeyb.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.